Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details. Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
On Love 99.5 FM and more than 30 affiliates across Ghana. We're also live around the world on myjoyonline.com interactive app for Android and iOS devices. Coming up, IMF secures financial assurance from bilateral creditors to aid disbursement of next tranche of cash for Ghana.
Will be agreement with bilateral official creditors. To be clear, they have provided financing assurances, though.
Also coming up, renowned economist Kwame Pienim rallies support for PURC, indicating 5.8 million fine on ECG board members is a good lesson for other public servants. And later, government sets up technical committee to resolve tier two concerns of teachers.
A technical committee be put in place. And that technical committee, we are going to have two from forum. The government side will give us a chairman.
These are more coming up with me, Mamisi Nyamiche-Thompson. Please settle now for the details. The IMF has revealed that it has secured the required finance and assurance from bilateral creditors that will aid the disbursement of some $360 million to Ghana. It follows reports that delays in getting a deal from the Eurobond holders and bilateral creditors will affect fresh disbursement of money from the IMF. Abebe Selassie is head of the African Department at the IMF and has been responding to a question posed by Joy Business's George Riafi at the annual IMF World Bank Spring Meetings.
As of now, there is no MOU with bilateral creditors, but we know that there have been intense discussions in recent weeks, and those are continuing, and we're very hopeful that there will be agreement with bilateral official creditors. To be clear, they have provided financing assurances, though, that remains in effect, and so we're not envisaging that it will be an issue for our ability to conclude the next review and provide the disbursement that's pending. As we noted, we've reached staff-level agreement, and that's by far the most important component for the review. With respect to commercial creditors, I think we are grateful that the government shared with us some of the terms that are under consideration. Staff has provided an input on whether these terms were consistent with program parameters, and the government has decided that they would not pursue this deal just yet. Again, I think we're very hopeful that there will be movement and that they can reach agreement consistent with the program parameters, helping lower Ghana's debt burden at the right level and avoiding, of course, people of Ghana having to make too much sacrifice.
And you heard Abebe Selassie, head of the African Department at the IMF, responding to a question posed by Joy Business's George Yaffe at the annual IMF Spring Meetings in Washington, D.C. And good news is we have George on the line with us to give us more details on this program. George, before we get into the details of this financing assurance, first, the IMF Africa director says there is no MOU, contrary to earlier reports. Help us get some clarity on this.
Well, Mamisi, earlier there had been a report from us which was due to some communication that we've had with members of the Official Creditor Committee. Now, again, cast your mind back just earlier this month. The IMF MD, when she was in Ghana, told us on record that a deal has been reached with the commercial creditors and an agreement will be signed soon. We engaged some of these commercial creditors on the committee, and then what we picked up from them is that everything has been finalized and that those terms will be shared with government, and then some announcement will be made soon. But Abebe Selassie, the head of the African Department, was trying to clarify that as far as they are concerned as the IMF, they have not received any official communication from the Official Creditor Committee. So irrespective of whatever that has transpired between them and government, they are waiting for that official communication. And as far as they are concerned, they have not received that official communication, and therefore they cannot classify that or say that there is an MOU that will lead to an agreement being signed very soon, Mamiesi.
And so, giving us this assurance, what does this mean for the Ghana program?
Well, Mamiesi, it's interesting again that if there was no deal that had been finalized on this MOU, the financial authorities would then have gone ahead to tell the IMF that we are okay with the terms and therefore the agreement should proceed. What the IMF is also telling us that is that they are not going to wait for the final MOU being signed before they can progress with the completion of the second program review. With this, they will take their report to the management of the IMF, they will move on to the board, and all other things being equal, the board could meet in June, approve our second program completion, and then release that $360 million to Ghana. I mean, one clear thing that we should realize here is that what they are working with is the bilateral creditors and not the commercial or the Eurobond holders. So it means that the money that we are looking forward to, all other things being equal, in June, if the board should meet, we are likely to get approval and the disbursement will come in.
Okay, but what is the latest on the negotiations with the Eurobond holders?
So, Mamis, it appears that after the IMF earlier rejected the terms that Ghana presented to these Eurobond holders, they've quickly gone back to the table. I'm aware of some meetings that are taking place here in Washington, D.C. What government is targeting that before these whole meetings end, they should be able to even get an agreement in principle with these commercial creditors. And that could be critical in our third and fourth review under this program. So it appears that things are progressing as well. There isn't any stalemate on that one. And all other things being equal, some progress could be made on this in Washington this year.
We're grateful. George Riafe is with Joy Business and at the annual IMF Spring Meetings in Washington, D.C. Now, economist Professor Kwame Pienim is rallying support for the Public Utilities Regulatory Commission, praising it for the recent 5.8 million cedi fine imposed on ECG board members. Professor Pienim argues that the penalty serves as a signal to other public servants, compelling them to take full responsibility for their actions. Both the board and ECG MD have since responded to the PURC, rejecting the fine, saying the PURC lacks jurisdiction to impose fines on them. But Professor Pienim disagrees.
I mean, when we say officers of the company, directors are key. You know, when you are a director, people in Ghana should learn from this. I hope it's a tipping point that you don't accept to be a director if you are not prepared to do the work. And when you go there, it's not just time to go and consume tea, coffee, and take your allowance. Whenever you are taking your monthly allowance, you are signaling to the shareholders of ECG, that is Ghanaian, that you are doing the work you put you there to do. All the officers of the company are responsible. Directors are company officers, so they are responsible.
They quote Section 38 of the Act, Act 538, and they say it's specific there that a default on the part of a public utility in the payment of a penalty may lead to the personal liability of a principal officer of the public utility. That's why they are saying board members of the ECG are not responsible for the day-to-day administration of ECG and therefore are not principal officers.
I think that let the lawyers fight over what is lawful and what is not unlawful. And this is why we have the court, you know. I think that in the fight to make Ghana a country of law and order, this URC move is important. Whether it is implemented or not, it signals to directors that you are officers of the company.
And that is renowned economist Professor Peony. Now, government has set up technical committee to resolve concerns over non-payment of Tier 2 pension contributions of teachers. Three unions, NAGRAT, NAT, CCT Ghana, at a press conference on Thursday, gave government a one-week ultimatum to pay all Tier 2 arrears to their fund managers. Listen to President of NAGRAT, Angel Kabanu, and Mark Dinchra-Kranchi, Secretary General of Tier 2, address separate news conferences demanding their funds.
We want to state that by the close of next week, Friday, all monies deducted from our members be transferred immediately into the account of the institutions they are designated to be transferred into. Government should not be stealing from its workers.
We are asking government to, as a matter of urgency, release all arrears and its attendant interest. Otherwise.
Now, General Secretary of NAT, Thomas Musa, tells Joy News they've met with government and a committee has been set up to deal with their concerns.
We discussed the issue of the 9 months arrears. We look at the 3% that should be slapped on it and how it should be paid. We discussed the issue of the past credit and how it should be paid on the prevailing TB rate. And that one also has been added to the technical committee to examine it, whether it was being paid or not. The third thing we look at was the dues arrears for 3 good months, because April is yet end for 3 good months. And that one, I indicated that the minister gave them 1 month. Gave them next week Friday that all the dues that is in arrears must be paid before the May Day. It was agreed that a technical committee be put in place. And that technical committee, we are going to have 2 from forum. The government side will give us a chairman, and then the MPRA, Senate controller will also give us 2 people, making 5. And then they have to work out, number one, as for the principal, we know. We want to know the arrears. We want to know the arrears only, and then also look at the payment, how the payment will be done. We are hoping that all things being equal, by next week they will finish their work, and if they need any extension, they will let us know.
And there you heard Thomas Musa, General Secretary of NAT, bringing us to the end of this afternoon's bulletin. I am Amisi Nyamiche Thompson. Our top story, you heard IMF secures financial assurance from bilateral creditors to aid disbursement of next tranche of cash for Ghana. Up next is Spotlight with Nathaniel Atto. Nathaniel, what are you discussing?
Good afternoon.